Stephen, you must be thrilled with what you've been able to bring to Geraldton this time around.
Oh, we're delighted, actually. Normally, when you tour an exhibition to regional centres, you can't always take everything you would like to. And also, because many items get borrowed, we have to normally, after a show in Perth, return some of those
things.
But in this particular instance, we've managed to bring the whole exhibition, and by agreement with many of the lenders, all of the items that populate the exhibition. So we're thrilled.
So how many items would there be in this exhibition?
Well, there's over 140 items in the exhibition. These are, many of these are actual items that were used in the campaign, and really importantly, many of these items tell very, very powerful stories that go to the heart of the story.
Well, if you could set the scene, tell us about the story, because many of us probably don't know as much about it as we should.
Well, the exhibition tells the remarkable story of the 270 men of the 2nd Commandos, who were largely Western Australian, who found themselves defending East Timor against an overwhelming force of Japanese. When the Japanese came powering down through Southeast Asia in 1942, the 2nd Commandos were the only Allied force that actually didn't surrender to that initial onslaught. After an initial defence of the airfield by merely 22 of the 2nd Commandos, they retreated into the hills and joined the vast body, the rest of the platoon, 270 men, and waged a merciless guerrilla campaign against what in the end were around 10,000 Japanese troops. But they did this with the remarkable support of the local East Timorese. And so the exhibition is called Debt of Honour because the commandos took it upon themselves after the war to repay what they saw as a debt of honour to the East Timorese for that wonderful support that they'd been given.
It's a marvellous story, and as Lee mentioned, in Perth it was quite emotional, and you would expect people to be certainly surprised and certainly awakened by what they see?
I think so. You can't help but be moved by some of the stories within the grander story. I mean, one of the most poignant artefacts is, in fact, one of the humblest artefacts in the exhibition. One of the privates, a private, Keith Hayes, was survived a terrible massacre on the first day of the campaign. He was shot in the neck and put on the side of the road by the Japanese after being captured and shot. But he came to and staggered off the road and was taken by some young Timorese boys to the village where a lady called Berta Martinez cared for him by applying traditional medicines to him. And she treated him alive, but also importantly hid him from the Japanese who were searching for him. Before he was reunited with the commandos up in the hills. And when he was being transported back to the commandos on the back of a pony, she gave Keith a pink handkerchief as a memento of his stay with her. And that is Keith's most treasured possession to this day because she saved his life. And that handkerchief is in the exhibition.
Wow. Yes, yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's lots of lovely photographs too, I would imagine. Not that they were lovely, but there's, you know what I'm saying.
There's remarkable photographs.
Yes.
Fortunately for us all, Damien Parra, the famous wartime photographer, once the authorities found out that the 2nd were actually still up in Timor fighting, because for months they didn't know that, they sent Damien Parra up there to document some of the fighting. This is before he went on to go to Kokoda. And he took some remarkable photographs and some film. And both
is that
those
film part of it?
Yes. Yeah. Both the photographs and the film are in the exhibition.
Yes.
And there's a local Geraldton connection too, isn't there, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Two heroes of the campaign were, in fact, Geraldton boys, Tom Foster.
And Tom's written a book about it too, yeah.
And Tom is going to be at the opening of the exhibition because thrilled that he's still alive today and he will be there. But he and Jack Maley, also from Geraldton region, fought in one of the platoons that saw most of the hot action. So they are true heroes of the campaign. So there's a strong Geraldton connection to this campaign.
Well, it's a great story and it needs to be told, and it's great to see that it's being highlighted, Debt of Honour. So it gets underway tomorrow.
opens tomorrow till the 13th of October.
Okay, so no excuses for people not finding the time between then and now.
No.
It's a great story. And it's certainly wonderful that you've been able to bring it. You mentioned it's not just photographs. There is, you know, items. You mentioned the handkerchief, but what other sort of items are there?
For those military enthusiasts especially, there's the full uniforms and weaponry that used by both sides. There's poignant collections of gifts given by the young criados, the young men who helped these the commandos, on gifts that they gave to the commandos when they left for Australia. Personal items, plus also some hand-drawn maps that were actually drawn because they didn't have proper maps of the campaign. There's also some rare footage, Japanese film footage that were taken by the Japanese.
Yes.
So we see it from both sides.
Both sides.
Yes.
And it would have been pretty treacherous country too.
Hills, mountains, ravines. Terrible country for anyone fighting a war, but fantastic for guerrilla warfare.
And are you happy with the way the exhibition has laid out as you've gone about your work preparing?
Look, to be quite honest, I probably shouldn't say this, but I think it looks better here than it did in Perth. It's fitted into the local branch here magnificently. It looks great.
Very good. Well, thank you for bringing it to us. We really appreciate that. And it's going to be an exhibition that runs through till October and give people another reason to go to the WA Museum, Geraldton.